福音里面很重要一些属灵的意思，借着雅各告诉了我们。
Now we are told we can see many spiritual important spiritual things through gospel of through the four gospels seen in the Song of Songs.
换句话说
，In other words，
你就等于把四福音的使徒行传
，Then you take the four gospels and Acts，
你把它属灵化了
，Once you spiritualize them。
你把它属灵化，怎么属灵化的呢
？How to spiritualize them？
那就是保罗书信里的东西了嘛。
And then it's actually the writings, the letters of Paul.
我把你们许配给基督。
I betrothed you to Christ.
一个忠贞洁的童女。
As a chaste virgin.
所以稀不稀奇
？Is that amazing?
在马约翰福音、四福音跟使徒行传讲门徒。
In the fourth gospel and Acts, they talk about the disciples.
但是只要保罗到安提阿一工作
，But as soon as Paul went to Antioch to work,
门徒称为基督徒是从安提阿开始。
The disciples being called Christians first happened at Antioch.
在书信里面讲的基督住在我们里面，我们也住在主里。
In the epistles, it is Christ abides in us, and we abide in Christ.
然后不是我们爱神，是神先爱我们。
It is not we who love God first, but He loved us first.
当你读书信的时候
，That's in the gospel.
就解释了，就解释了创，就解释了四福音，也解释了使徒行传。
The epistles then interpret, explain the gospel and Acts.
因为保罗在这里描写我们的经历。
Because Paul is describing our experience.
那表连保罗所描写的经历，那是根据什么？是根据历史的。
So the experience that Paul describes is according to history.
保罗告诉我们信心的基督。
Paul mentions to us the faithful Christ of faith.
那么他让他是根据历史上的耶稣。Jesus in history.
So he is according to the Jesus in history.
所以这两个东西不能拿掉的。
So you can't take these two apart.
所以如果你读出里面属灵的意思，那个就是基督。
So the spiritual meaning is Christ.
所以这一点我想是很重要的。
So this is very important.
那不仅有基督
，Not only do we have Christ，
还有基督徒。
We have Christians.
你看基督跟基督徒也是一个字。
You know Christ and Christian is the same word.
明白吗？不过一个不一这个一个是跟随他的人。
One is a follower.
是同样的一个字根。
But the same root.
他是所罗门。
He is Solomon.
我们就是苏拉米。
We are Solomon.
所以真正讲到我们属灵的经历。
So when we speak of our true experience.
你读保罗书信。
Whether you read the Epistle.
你读约翰书信。
Whether you read the Epistle. Or Revelation.
那保罗给我们的解释都是属灵的解释。
So Paul gives us all spiritual explanations.
所以就是你现在我们明白吗
？So now we understand.
因着这个缘故
，because of the
你现在再来读约翰福音，你再读雅各书的。
When you read the Song of Songs again.
因为是根据福音书。
Because it's according to the.
因为那是预言。
Because of the prophecy.
将来要应验的。
That will be fulfilled.
所以福音书里面的记载当然是做我们的蓝本，做我们的基本呢。
So of course the gospels become our blueprint.
所以在这个时候，你要明再来读雅各的时候。
So when you read Song of Songs again,
那当然是属灵的解释了。
According to spiritual meaning.
那属灵的解释最后呢，一定跟保罗解释是一致的。
So that spiritual interpretation is the same as Paul.
你等一等会发现四座园子。
You'll see four gardens.
和保罗的书信有关系。
Has to do with the epistles.
保罗一共写了四组的书信。
So Paul wrote four sets of epistles.
代表不同时期保罗所写的。
It represents four different times.
他里面所描写的。
What he describes there.
你等一等，再来读这四座园子的时候。
When you read the four different gardens.
我想等到我们稍微看过了以后，我们再提到这一点。
We will mention this later again.
所以你看见整本圣经就活过了。
Then the Bible will be alive.
那这样的话，用神的话来解释神的话。
We use God's word to interpret God's word.
你看见主就把我们放在一个很稳妥的地位。
And then the Lord will put us in a very stable position.
好，我想我们现在就很快的来看一下整本的雅各。
So now let us look at the entire book of Song of Songs.
那么你知道我剩下的时间已经很少了。
You know I don't have much time left.
我们。今天晚上还有一场
We have another message tonight
然后呢明天晚上一场
Tomorrow evening
耶路撒冷最后一场
And in Jerusalem we have one
那我们就结束了这个
And then we will end
所以我们时间是有限的
So we have a limited time
但是不要紧我想我们既然是复习呢也许轻轻点水一下就好点一下就可以了
So maybe we just make different points lightly
那么弟兄姊妹你们回去在他主面有更多的消化
And then you can digest it more before the Lord when you go back
我想所以我把这个重点点 一下就可以。
So let me just make point out some important.
好，现在我们回到雅歌第一章。
So let us turn back to Song of Songs chapter 1.
所罗门的歌是歌中的雅歌。
The Song of Songs was Solomon.
那这句话需要我们的主的话来解释。
So this verse needs to be interpreted by God's word.
你记得在马太福音和路加福音中怎么说吗？
Do you remember in Matthew and in Luke, what did the Lord say?
看啊，这里有一个人比所罗门更大。
Behold, one who is greater than Solomon.
那所罗门特点在哪？
What is Solomon's feature?
因为南方女王要不远千里要来听所罗门的智慧话。
Because the Queen of Sheba came from many miles away to hear Solomon's word.
所以所罗门的特点是什么？
So what is Solomon's feature?
他的智慧话。
His words of wisdom.
你看见吗？他，所以你要明白所罗门的智慧话。
You need to understand the words of wisdom of Solomon.
你需要来看列王记上，列王记上第四章。
First Kings chapter 4.
29节。
Verse 29.
神赐给所罗门极大的智慧、聪明和广大的心。
And God gave Solomon wisdom and exceedingly great understanding and largeness of heart.
31号，他的智慧胜过万人。
Verse 31 actually. For he was wiser than all men.
最后，他的名声传扬在四围的列国。
And his fame was in all the surrounding nations.
所以在历史上，除了主耶稣之外，没有一个人比所罗门更有智慧。
In history, aside from the Lord, nobody was more wise than Solomon.
那么所罗门的智慧话包括哪几种呢？
So what encompasses the words of wisdom of Solomon?
32节。
Verse 32.
他做了箴言三千句。
He spoke 3,000 proverbs.
诗歌1,050首。
And his songs were 1,005.
他讲论草木，从黎巴嫩的香柏树直到墙上长了牛膝草。
Also, he spoke of trees from the cedar tree of Lebanon even to the hyssop that springs out of the wall.
34节。
34.
天下列王听见所罗门的智慧，就都差人来听他的智慧话。
And men of all nations from all the kings of the earth who had heard of his wisdom came to hear the wisdom of Solomon.
所以现在我们知道他的智慧话有三种不同的体裁。
So we know there are three types of his words of wisdom.
一个箴言。
One is proverb,
一个是诗歌
one is song,
还有就是图画论草木啊这些东西
and one is pictorial,
那就像比喻啊之类这样的东西
so just like types and things like that
所以当我们的主说看那这里有一个人比所罗门更大
so when we see somebody who is greater than Solomon
所以当你读马太福音的时候
when you read Matthew
马太福音不就两句话吗
Are there two statements in Matthew?
一个是看啊，这里有一个人比所罗门更大。
Behold, one who is greater than Solomon.
那就是马太福音第一章到第二十五章。
You see that from Matthew 1, Matthew 25.
你读这二十五章，你就听，你就读到了所罗门的智慧，更大的天上所罗门的智慧话。
So you from Matthew 1 to 25, you hear and you read the words. Of the heavenly song.
那26, 27, 28这三章圣经。
And then chapter 26 through 28.
看到这里的人比约拿更大。
Behold, one who is greater than Jonah.
约拿三天三夜在地里，在复活，被吞在鱼里，后来被吐出来。
Jonah was 3 days, 3 nights in the belly of a fish, and then he was thrown out.
所以我们主在这三章里面，果然他从死了而且复活。
And then in these three chapters, we know that he died and rose again.
所以这就是整本的马太福音。
That is the whole gospel of Matthew.
所以现在我们知道了。
Now we know.
当你读马太福音的时候
，When you read the gospel of Matthew,
你发现马太福音的体裁就是三重的体裁。
You see these three types in Matthew.
马太里面有箴言，马太福音里面有箴言。
Matthew you also see proverbs.
马太福音里面有诗歌。
Matthew also has songs.
马太福音里面有比喻。
No, Matthew also has parables.
所以我想很清楚弟兄姊妹。
So very clear.
当我们的主讲了所罗门的时候
，When our Lord spoke of Solomon,
他是把他自己和所罗门放在一起。
He put himself with Solomon together.
不过他是比所罗门更大。
But he is greater than Solomon.
但是所罗门有智慧话。
But Solomon had words of wisdom.
那么现在我们要问。
Now we ask.
在所罗门这么多的智慧话里面
，In all of the words of wisdom of Solomon,
是不是所有他的智慧话都变成圣经
？Are all his words of wisdom turn into the Bible.
像真言,
For example, Proverbs.
这里明明讲真言有3000句,
he says here very clearly, 3,000 Proverbs.
你如果读我们圣经中的真言的话,
if you were to read the Proverbs in the Bible,
我如果没有记错, 大概是800多句,
if I am not mistaken, there are about 800 plus Proverbs.
所以3000多句里面就800句圣灵说这是我说的。
So out of the 3,000 Proverbs, only 800 some the Holy Spirit said those are words of
action.
God did give Solomon wisdom.
有的是所罗门说的,
some words of wisdom Solomon.
有的所罗门说的, 神说,
some words were spoken where God said, not only did Solomon say it, but I said it as well. So I put it in the Bible.
明白吗?
Do you understand?
所以真言绝对, 是所罗门说的,
Proverbs indeed were spoken by Solomon, but not all 3,000,
乃是800多句,
800 some.
圣灵说这是我所默示,
the Spirit said this is what I have said.
所罗门说的,
Solomon said it,
就是比那更大的所罗门说的,
and it's what exactly what the one with greater than Solomon
这一点你要记得,
said
as well.
Same thing with Psalms.
一共所罗门写了1,005首,
he wrote 1,005 songs.
但这是所罗门的歌,
but this is Song of Songs.
是歌中之歌,
the Song of Songs.
在这么多诗歌里面,
of all these songs,
这是最好的歌,
this is the best.
为什么最好呢?
Why?
因为当所罗门唱这个歌的时候,
when Solomon sang this song,
就是我们的主所唱的,
it is what our Lord sang.
弟兄姊妹, 有的歌所罗门在那唱,
some songs Solomon sang,
许多人也在那唱,
and many other people sang,
那不过是所罗门的歌,
but it is what Solomon,
代表所罗门的智慧,
represents Solomon's wisdom.
但只有雅歌是受神所默示,
but only the Song of Solomon can pull it from the Lord.
所以雅歌这些, 雅歌这卷书,
so Song of Solomon, this book,
这首歌,
this song is the Song of Songs.
换一句话说,
in other words,
这里所有所罗门所说的话,
all the words that Solomon spoke,
都是我们所说的,
are the words that our Lord spoke. You need to be clear about
那不是如此,
that. Not only that,
所罗门还有一本书叫做传道书,
Solomon also had a book named Ecclesiastes. It's also his work of wisdom.
虚空的虚空,
vanity of vanity.
凡事都是虚空,
all of vanity.
弟兄姊妹,
Solomon spoke many words of wisdom.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
只有传道书里面的话,
only the words in Ecclesiastes.
是圣灵所承认的,
it are the words of the Holy Spirit.
所以那个就是所罗门的智慧话,
those are the words that are the words of wisdom of Solomon.
受圣灵感动的所罗门智慧话, 一共有3本书,
so there are 3 books that total the
inspired,
words that are inspired by the Spirit.
一个是传道书,
one is Ecclesiastes,
一个真言,
one is Proverbs,
还有一个是所罗门,
and the other one
对不起是雅各,
Song of Songs.
所以弟兄姊妹,
now you need to pay attention.
讲到所罗门的歌,
when you speak of the Song of Songs,
那就告诉我们是所罗门智慧话里面一部分,
you know it is part of, only part of the words of wisdom.
但是不是所有他的智慧话,
it is not all of his words of wisdom.
乃是指着那些被收在圣经里面圣灵所承认的那三卷书,
and these are what the Spirit has inspired in the scripture.
所以很明显他有他属灵的价值,
so there is spiritual value.
当圣灵吹气在它上面的时候,
when the Spirit breathes upon it,
它背后有一个非常伟大的设计,
behind there's a big
design. 所以一面你看见吗? 有传道书,
on one hand you have Ecclesiastes,
有真言,
you have Proverbs,
还有呢歌中之歌,
and the Song of Songs.
那这都是所罗门的智慧话,
these are all words of wisdom.
你讲到所罗门,
when you speak of Solomon,
一定讲到他智慧话,
you will think of his words of wisdom.
你讲到我们主,
when you think of our Lord,
你也讲到我们主所说的,
you think of the words that he spoke.
所以第一点我们要记得,
so the first point we need to remember,
当你读这三卷书,
when you read these 3 books,
就是传道书真言跟歌中雅歌的时候,
Ecclesiastes, Proverbs, and the Song of Solomon,
它代表什么?
What does it represent?
所罗门的智慧话,
Solomon's words of wisdom.
那为什么要给我们所罗门的智慧话呢?
Why do we need the words of wisdom from Solomon?
你知道所罗门的特点是什么?
What is Solomon's feature?
第一,
first,
他是最有智慧的,
he is the wisest.
除了主耶稣之外,
aside from the Lord,
没有人比他更,
nobody wiser than him.
所以他给了我们三卷书,
so he gave us 3 books.
代表所灵, 代表 这个所罗门的智慧。
To represent the Solomon's word of wisdom.
这是个特点。
That's one special feature.
第二个特点。
Second special feature.
所罗门不是建造了圣殿吗？
Didn't Solomon build the temple?
所以现在的圣殿都叫做所罗门的圣殿。
The temple now is referred to as Solomon's temple.
那么你读箴言的时候
，When you read Proverbs,
圣经说智慧建造房屋。
It says the wisdom builds the house.
你读前面第八章
，If you read the first eight chapters,
智慧就是基督的化身。
The wisdom is
embodiment.
The embodiment, embodiment of Christ.
我们知道说在主耶稣还在。我们的太初有道，道与神同在。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God.
太初有智慧，就是箴言所告诉我们的。
And the Word has wisdom, that is what Proverbs tells us.
然后后来圣经说，智慧建造房屋。
And that is the wisdom that builds the house.
主说，我要建造我的教会。